Hello, good afternoon from here in Sagama at least. And welcome to another ministry report. I know a lot of you in the States, even down south, are having a couple of white days with a bunch of snow, seeing all kinds of pictures and whatnot. So here we're having cold weather. We have frost every day, but it's been clear and cold, so. Yes, okay. Well, the picture I sent confirms, of course, that Mark and Andrea made it back safely last week. And on Saturday, they had a reception, like a wedding reception kind of thing at their church, and that way people from the Greenville area could come by and say hi and whatnot, though, since almost nobody could fly to Spain for the wedding. So as you can see, they dressed up in their wedding clothes, and that picture is of our daughter Rachie and Ethan and their kiddos. Little Eli's all dressed up there like a little mister. So we've never seen him quite like that before. But anyway, it's good to see them all together. And so we had great services yesterday. Well, every Sunday the services are wonderful. We don't have the huge numbers that we had pre-COVID. Just there's always people staying back because they have coughs, and so the family stays back just in case it's COVID, and then some have COVID and whatnot, and so it's always, we're always sort of hampered by that. But we are, streaming them on YouTube, so most of those people are able to follow it in live. But we still have very good attendance. And yesterday there were a number of visitors, a few unsaved, a few one or two who were saved, but had not been before. So, continuing to minister out to people who keep coming to church and our believers are bringing them usually. I started a series yesterday on the Word of God called The Revelation, and I don't know how long it'll be, probably at least 7 or 8 weeks. And my goal is just to help those believers who are living life more distracted and more focused on their job and their family issues and their or whatever other things there are, and are not in love with God's word because they don't really value it. They don't know how absolutely important it is and how incredible a miracle the word of God is. So I'm focusing on that. And yesterday was just the introduction. I had a whole page of notes, which I'm going to give to them so they have it as reference. And I didn't make it a quarter of the way through my first page of which was I meant to go. I had hoped I was going to go through yesterday the whole thing. I made it through about a quarter. But anyway, there was very good response. I think it's definitely fitting right in with where a lot of them need to learn, and just it's sort of a bird's eye view of the Bible, Old Testament, then New Testament, and then filling in all the blanks of the different books and people and places and centuries and order of the and anyway. So I had some very good feedback about that. So praise the Lord for that. Then, of course, Mark and Andrea returned early in the week. Dad Allen, thank you for praying for him. He made it just fine. He had a couple of, tight situations in different airports, but was able to get through and made it safely home. And he's already there with Debbie and been with the family. He was at that reception and at the church on Saturday, so. Then I'm going to send a link with a sort of a fresh mudslide update. It's actually about a week old, but still it'll show you where things keep happening and moving. And at this point, we're still, the news is all bad, I guess you could say. But we're waiting and trusting the Lord. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he allows, and it will work out good in the end. We just, can't see where it's going right now. But do pray that that the various authorities, both on the town level as well as the provincial level, will get moving when they can and start to bring some solutions to even some new things that have happened since the last update or video I prepared. And then another thing, in 2 weeks, in two Saturdays, we're having our 50th Intensive Institute, and Pastor Joe Boker from Macon, Georgia is coming. He's been here on numerous occasions, and we haven't seen him in several years, but he's coming, and it's going to be our 50th Intensive Institute. That is, the first one was in 1998, so we've been at them for 24 years now, and looking forward to it. Sadly, it won't be at the farmhouse. There's absolutely no way we can get there. We can't even get there with a vehicle now. I mean, not even close now because of some fresh slides. So we'll do it at our church and church building, and it'll work out well, I'm sure. Not quite as beautiful the scenery, but at any rate, we're looking forward to it. He's going to be teaching on the book of Daniel, and so we're getting materials ready for that. And what I don't know if I mentioned this before, but one of our friends in the Greenville area, actually in Clemson, friend of the ministry, an elderly gentleman who has been very, very kind to us, wrote a couple of months ago and said he wanted to foot the bill for the entire institute. So I'm able to tell people they can come to this institute and they don't have to pay anything. Usually it's 15 euros to cover all the food and the supplies and everything. So it's absolutely free. So that's a neat thing for the 50th to be completely free, thanks to the generosity of our friend Dr. Hudgens. So anyway, that's a neat thing. And then two more things before I wrap this up. This afternoon, I'm actually getting to something that I tried to do a couple of weeks ago, but he was closed, and then I just had so much going on. I'm going to my car mechanics. His name is Jose Manuel, and he's a good mechanic, has a fairly large business, several workers, and busy as all get out. We know he comes from a God-fearing family, and so, you know, he's very, very much, I guess you could say, a workaholic, but we know there is some respect for God and religion in himself and in his family. And so I've given him books through the years, the books that we've published, and I usually, around Christmas time, will take a banana bread with chocolate chips in it that Mimi makes that we give out to people and along with cards or something for Christmas. Well, this time I decided he's been such a good mechanic. He has saved us so much money sometimes just by giving us advice that just you know, helped us to not spend a ton of extra money on repairs and so forth. So this year, I decided that if Mimi would make me a couple of banana breads, I would take them for the office. I mean, for the whole, what do you call it? Taller, can't think of the name. Anyway, for the business, and have a plate full of banana bread for them to share with the workers, and then another bit for them to take home for their family as well, and give everyone at the workplace, I think there's five or six, give each one of them a copy of our new Gospel of John study book, which is, of course, 100% evangelistic. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Hope to do that today. So if you get this and want to pray for Jose Manuel, his wife's name, oh, I always forget. It's not Edurne, I don't think. But anyway, she's a really kind lady as well. She works there as one of the secretaries, and they have just always been very friendly. So I hope those books and the banana breads and just the the gift will you know, help open their hearts to the truth of the gospel. And then the last thing was one of our young ladies, like you to pray for her. Her name is Ruth, actually. And she's been with us for many years. She's probably in her mid-20s now. She went through a few rough years a while back. She has a very rough background from her childhood, but been one of our faithful young girls. Grew up with Rachel and our kids as well in church, you know. But she went through a couple of rough years. But in the last 2 or 3 years, she's just come back to the Lord with all the joy of the Lord in her eyes, and she loves to sing. But she's also gotten a very good job at a bakery, and she was having to work like one Sunday a month. And you know, as much as we don't like that happening, but you know, it's very common here. But then over the Christmas and with COVID and so forth, it's just been more and more. She's almost missed more than she's been, you know, over half the time. And she has been very frustrated with that. And finally, a month or so ago, just she told me, "Hey, listen, I've decided I've got to change my situation. I do not want to miss church like this." And she is a her boyfriend is one of our young men. His name is Edwin, and he was saved several years ago and baptized, and he's a good, faithful young man. And so, you know, I said, "Well, I'll be praying. I definitely don't like for, you know, I never encourage anybody to get jobs that will keep them away from Sunday. So my, you know, we'll be behind you and asking the Lord." So anyway, she has been dropping hints and just making her way towards where she talked with her boss this last week. And she has been preparing this and praying for it and thinking it through for literally months. And she told her, "I don't know what needs to happen, but if I have to get another job, I will, but I am missing way too many Sundays, and this isn't going to work for me. And I wonder if there's something." Well, anyway, they went back and forth for a while. Her boss had COVID, and she loves Ruth. Ruth is as an excellent testimony. Everybody loves her in town. I mean, it's a bakery in the town where the church is. She is very much liked. She is a hard worker, has an excellent testimony. I mean, you know, I think of Joseph and Daniel, and I've repeated you know, reminded her of those stories over and over again. And well, they don't want to let her go at all. And so she sent me several audios today as she went through this process of talking with her boss. And apparently her boss is really, really wanting to make things work somehow. So she's working through some options where she might do extra hours on Saturday or during the week at other things so that she can be way, way more, many more times free on Sundays, if not all. And so if you would pray for her, I told her I would tell her story here on the broadcast. If you would pray that God would just do something very, very special for her, because she has, you know, decided, and she has made this you know, Daniel-like choice to honor God. It would be an excellent thing for her, of course, and an excellent testimony to our church family, as we have a number who sort of need to do the same thing, you know. And so anyway, thank you for praying for Ruth, and I'll let you know if there are any developments on that. And yep, that's a pretty long one today, so hope you've enjoyed it. If you're snowed in, well, then maybe you have a little extra time to listen, eh? Take care. Love you. It's great to hear back from you, and look forward to it. Take care.